This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A retired judge, a former public defender, and a firefighter are among those caught up in a prostitution investigation in Milwaukee. The sting led to the arrest of a retired Pleasant Prairie municipal judge and a former public defender who resigned following his arrest. The former public defender, Travis Schwantes, is facing multiple charges related to soliciting prostitutes and falsifying records during his tenure. A Nina man has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of a transgender woman in Milwaukee. Cordell Howes will have no possibility for parole in the death of Keshay Henderson. The judge in sentencing detailed how Howes shot Henderson and then set her home on fire. As temperatures drop, shelters in Milwaukee have opened up as emergency warming centers. Guesthouse of Milwaukee and Repairers of the Breach are among those places that have started extending hours. Milwaukee County and most municipalities have warming centers listed on their government websites. Roads and airports are getting crowded. Jimmy Koska has more about Turkey Day travel.
It will be a busy week for holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million people in Wisconsin could be on the move, continuing an upwards trend since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The vast majority of those traveling will be driving, with over 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. AAA says to give yourself extra time to travel and obey traffic laws to arrive at your destination safely.
Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch 5 games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have 2 home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won 4 in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As loved as Marvel films are by fans, there is no shortage of people who love to take a shot at the studio. Add Frances Hannon to the list. The Oscar-winning makeup and hair designer for Wicked was tasked with making Cynthia Erivo's character, Elphaba, green. Another Oscar nomination for Hannon, no doubt. Hannon praised director John Chu for using practical and tangible sets as opposed to Marvel films, which are all green screen and CGI. Not sure she'll be hired by Marvel again, but not sure she cares. Henry Winkler's daughter was almost famous. Zoe Winkler recently recalled on her What's in the Winkler podcast that she almost did a reality TV show with a pre-fame Kim Kardashian years ago. Zoe Winkler, who is now a teacher, was in the running to be the Bachelorette until the fans said, "Hey, no way." It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal The Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. Glicked Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 37 for a high tonight, 28 tomorrow. Some light rain and snow showers, 41 Thanksgiving Day, some showers with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.